In this bulletin, Australians head to the polls, ending a six-week election campaign. Australia records its second confirmed case of the monkeypox virus. And in sport, Melbourne to host swimming's world short course event for the first time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Australians will head to the polls today to vote for the 47th federal parliament. Voters will choose between re-electing Scott Morrison to take the coalition government to a fourth term in power, or changing to a Labour government led by Anthony Albanese. The coalition has largely tried to make the election about its economic record, while Labour is taking up its legacy on social issues and promises including a National Integrity Commission, an Indigenous voice to Parliament, and climate change. Labour has remained consistently ahead in the polls, including the latest Ipsos and News polls, though the party's lead has narrowed in recent days. The two men vying to be Prime Minister will start Election Day in Melbourne before each flies home to Sydney to cast their ballots in their own electorates. Both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese have given interviews to SBS, with each promising their government would not cut funding to public broadcasting. Mr. Morrison has sidestepped a question over whether the coalition believes multicultural and faith communities are the key to its path to electoral victory after almost daily visits during the campaign. He says the coalition is grateful for the support of multicultural communities and has policies that will help them.
The one thing I know about people who have come to this country is they come with great ambition, great aspiration. They want to see themselves get jobs and their kids. They want to start businesses, much higher levels of entrepreneurship that we see in migrants who have come to Australia. And our plan backs them in. It helps them achieve their aspirations.
Meanwhile, Labour leader Anthony Albanese has denied his commitment to multicultural communities is window dressing. Labour has been criticised for parachuting in non-local candidates of Anglo backgrounds in two diverse Sydney electorates that already had strong local candidates with non-Anglo heritage. Mr. Albanese has told SBS Labour has candidates from diverse backgrounds right around the country.
We have someone running for Prime Minister called Albanese. And we have someone running for leadership of the Senate called Wong. The truth is that if we are successful, the Australian government will be far more reflective of the population. We're 50% men, 50% women, with people from diverse ethnic backgrounds.
The Australian Electoral Commission says it's been able to staff all 7,000 polling booths across the country for Election Day. There were concerns that electoral staff shortages because of COVID-19 would leave some people, particularly in Indigenous and remote communities, without a local booth to cast their vote. The AEC says more than half of all eligible Australians have already voted through pre-poll, postal, and phone services, the highest number on record. Human rights lawyers have set up a register where people can report any barriers they face in casting a vote in today's federal election. The Human Rights Law Center is inviting people who have any problems voting in the election to lodge their experience on a special online register, saying the information will be used to inform its work. Executive Director Hugh de Kretser says the right to vote is constantly under threat, even without a pandemic.
I mean, when you look at jurisdictions like the United States, there are constant attempts to try and suppress people's vote and the vote of particular communities. So we need to be constantly vigilant here in Australia to make sure that our governments are enabling and promoting people's right to vote, not suppressing it.
Health authorities have now confirmed two cases of the monkeypox virus in Australia. The first infection was confirmed in Victoria in a returned traveller from the United Kingdom, but test results last night verified a suspected case of the rare tropical illness in New South Wales. The New South Wales case is a man aged in his 40s who developed mild symptoms some days after returning from Europe and is now isolating at home. University of New South Wales epidemiologist Raina McIntyre says monkeypox is usually traced back to Africa, but the recent outbreak has no known links.
Occasionally people travel from these endemic areas and develop the infection in another country. But in this case, there's been an outbreak in the UK, mainly among men who have sex with men, but also with some other people, and it's quite puzzling because it seems to have spread to a number of countries in North America and Europe without really a clear chains of transmission. No one knows quite how.
Italy, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Spain, Portugal, and the United States have all recorded cases of monkeypox, which usually occurs in Central and Western Africa. In sport, Melbourne will take over hosting rights for swimming's World Short Course Championships after Russia was stripped of the event. More than 1,000 athletes from 180 countries are expected to take part. It's the first time Melbourne has hosted the event. And now, today's weather. Perth, sunny, 25 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 20. Melbourne, early fog, then sunny, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, showers, 18. Sydney, showers, 20 degrees. Newcastle, the same, also 20. Brisbane, rain, 19. Cairns, a possible shower, 29, and Darwin, a sunny 35 degrees. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.